This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Republican cuts to Medicaid and SNAP could cost the Colorado economy $1.5 billion and potentially 14,000 jobs. That's according to a new report from the Commonwealth Fund and Washington University. The proposed cuts are part of the GOP House budget blueprint. With measles cases popping up in nearby states, Colorado's health department is sending out reminders about how families can protect children with an MMR vaccine. CPR health reporter John Daly.
It protects against measles, mumps, and rubella. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will send messages out via text and email. They'll go to families of more than 100,000 children aged 12 months through 18 years whose records in a state database show they may be overdue. Measles is highly contagious and can cause very serious health complications. Large measles outbreaks are currently occurring throughout the country, including hundreds of cases in Texas and 42 cases in New Mexico. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council must reconsider a controversial land annexation on the city's east side. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
People opposed to the so-called Carmen Line annexation near Schriever Space Force Base collected enough verified signatures to force council to either repeal its approval or hold a special election in June to let voters decide if it should stand. Council will consider the repeal during its first regular meeting next month. The process could change if someone protests the validity of the signatures and enough are deemed invalid. The developer has asked the district attorney's office to look into whether or not petitioners violated election laws. The DA's office has not returned requests for comment.
Stay with us. It's 2:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.